around, I have on the line Jim Allen, who normally presents our Mirth and Musicals on a Saturday night, but you may have heard from an earlier interview, recently Jim did something a little bit different. He travelled by public transport between Land's End and John O'Groats. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
And
Hello.
You've survived the journey, have you?
I did, thank you, yes.
Okay.
And when I arrived in Scotland, the weather was glorious.
Oh, right. And how was it when you left England?
not quite so nice. It was quite windy and a bit wet occasionally.
Right. Now, the purpose of all this, of course, is to raise lots of funds, isn't it?
It is. We're raising funds to improve the main footpath of St Mary Church, Byfleet, which at the moment is shingle, and it's not particularly suitable for wheelchairs and pushchairs.
Right. So you go for something a bit firmer.
Yeah, we're going for a sort of resin bonded path.
Gotcha,
fairly
yes.
Solid surface, yeah.
That's going to cost quite a lot of money, I would guess.
It is. I think the estimate at the moment is around about £12,000.
All right, okay. And I know you've been doing other fundraising to meet this target as well, haven't you?
Yes, yes. Last year I did a tour of all the Anglican cathedrals on mainland England for 3.5 weeks, yes.
So
this is phase two.
Phase two, anyway. So the idea this time round is people have got to sponsor you and to guess how many hours and minutes the wheels were turning on the public transport.
Absolutely right, yes.
So it doesn't count times you're waiting at bus stops or on platforms or kipping in a hotel on the way or anything like that.
No, none of that, no. It's actual journey time.
Okay, and it could be that if the train's 20 minutes late, that all counts.
Yes, but fortunately, I don't think they were. I think it was all on time. There was one diversion in the Midlands because there was a tree down on the line.
Right.
But the diversionary route didn't take any longer than the intended route. And then when I got to Scotland, the day before I got to Scotland, they'd had heavy floods. And part of the end part of the railway line was flooded. So there was a bus replacement service. But again, that didn't really take any longer than the train journey would have taken.
Oh, interesting, isn't it? Anyway, because obviously you started at Land's End, and obviously you don't, well, I guess you've been trying to use the trains as much as possible. Of course, there are no trains at Land's End, are there?
No, none at all.
So you were on the bus, were you, then, from Land's End?
I was on the bus from Land's End to Penzance.
Right.
And then it was a train, or several trains, from Penzance right the way through into Scotland and up to the far north east of Scotland, and then at the very end another bus trip.
Right, okay, but everything ran to plan by the sound of it.
It did. All the connections that I planned worked out very well. Because none of the trains were late, the connections that I planned all worked.
Yeah, and the buses were on time, were they as well?
And the buses were good as well. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, you survived the ordeal. Quite a pleasure, I would imagine, if the weather was good.
It was actually, yes, it was. It was nice to look out the train windows and see all the different scenery all the way up into Scotland.
Yeah.
Particularly up in the Highlands and beyond.
Mm. It strikes you, actually, when you do these sort of journeys, that just how much of England is actually still green and beautiful and undeveloped.
Absolutely right, yes.
Yeah, I think the statistic is only about 10% of the land is actually built upon.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, people may not think that where they live, but that's apparently the fact. Anyway, so if people want to sponsor you then and have a stab at how long the wheels were turning on public transport, how do they do that?
Right, the sponsorship is open till the 25th of this month, which is Sunday week. And all they need to do is just to either leave a recorded message on St Mary's Church office phone, which is 01932 346605, and leave their name and address, and they'll send a form, or they can just simply write in to St Mary's Church office, 124 Church Road, Byfleet, KT147NF for Freddie.
Right, okay, easy as that. So that number again is 01932 346605. If it's at all complicated for people, then just email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk and we'll be glad to forward the request on.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you very much.
All right then, Jim. Yeah. So it's still open then to sponsor you?
It's still open for another week, and people keep asking me how long it took me, and I have to be very very careful how I answer them.
Yeah, all right. So
one person did actually write out what he thought was my proposed route and the timings and everything, and I just couldn't comment on what he'd written down.
No, okay, all right. Well,
so he might be right and he might be wrong.
Interesting to see whether he is. Anyway, I guess it's the closest time that's going to be the winning
That's right, and then the winner will get a little prize. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yep. Well, that's good. Yep. Well, thank you very much, Jim. Well done for doing such great work raising money for St Mary's Church in Byfleet for that new path, and I hope you get to the £12,000 soon.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm sure you do. All right then, Jim. That's Jim.
Thanks very much.
Brooklyn Radio's Jim Allen. Remember to hear him every Saturday night between 8 and 10 with Mirth and Musicals. Bye for now, Jim.
Bye-bye. Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.